With SRN News, I'm Jason Walker. Donald Trump's felony conviction will not stop him from being able to vote as long as he avoids prison. Here's Greg Clugston.
Trump's home state of Florida restricts the voting rights of convicted felons, but Florida defers to other states' disenfranchisement rules. And in New York, the law only removes the right to vote for felons when they're incarcerated. So as long as Trump isn't sent to prison, he can vote for himself in Florida in November's election. However, even imprisonment would not bar him from continuing his pursuit of the White House. Greg Clugston, New York.
Also at SRNnews.com, the Trump campaign is cashing in. Here's Tayshia Stevens.
President Trump said his campaign had received about $39 million in small-dollar donations since he was convicted Thursday. Major Republican donors, meanwhile, rallying behind the former president, pledging millions of dollars of support for his bid to return to the White House. At one point Thursday, the main donation site crashed due to excessive traffic. On social media, independent voters were saying they will now vote for President Trump following what they described as a politically motivated trial.
Police in Maryland say a man killed three family members and critically wounded his son before taking his own life. A three-month-old baby was found unharmed. Police say the motive for the bloodshed in the Baltimore suburb of Elkridge is unknown. More than 60 veterans of World War II are being flown from Dallas to France. They'll be taking part in ceremonies marking the 80th anniversary of D-Day. The group includes six Medal of Honor recipients and two Rosie the Riveters. American Airlines says the veterans range from 96 to 107. This is SRN News. Most of the world approves of abortion.
About two-thirds of Americans want the procedure to be legal in all or most circumstances, and those people are not alone. The Pew Research Center has conducted a global poll and found that there are very few countries where large majorities do not want abortion to be legal. Virtually all of Eastern and Western Europe supports abortion, as does much of Asia. The few mostly pro-life nations include Indonesia, Nigeria, and Brazil. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Arizona doctors can temporarily go to California to perform abortions for their patients under a new law signed by Democratic Governor Gavin Newsom. Arizona legislature recently repealed an abortion ban, but that action likely won't go into effect until late summer, maybe early fall. Newsom has vowed to make California a sanctuary for people in other states seeking abortions. This is SRN News. Yet another very close call on the runway.
And again, this one was at Reagan National Airport near Washington, D.C. The air traffic controller had to cancel takeoff clearance for an American Airlines plane to avoid colliding with another aircraft that was landing on an intersecting runway. It's the second close call at Reagan National in the past 6 weeks. The NTSB is investigating.
That is Ron DeRockstra reporting. Intermittent fasting, where people eat what they want but only during certain daily windows of time, has apparently skyrocketed in popularity. Time-restricted eating, a practice where people condense all of their eating to, say, 10 hours a day or less, is the most popular form. New studies in mice and human beings have now suggested this strategy may very well help you to shed a few pounds. More details at srnnews.com.